Welcome to Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth and my guest co-host, Maureen Higgins. And today we're going to be talking about the new era and how to keep our vibration up as we create the new. We're in a time of great change and great manifestation, and we hope you can join us for some common sense approaches, some energetic approaches that will support the physical manifestation of this new era.
There is something new in the air. Can you feel it? This is Dr. Erica Way. 17 years ago, I opened up Beyond Chiropractic, a holistic clinic that specializes in applied kinesiology, functional medicine, and quantum neuro reset therapy. My mission then and now is to empower my patients so they can transform their health and manifest their optimal life. Well, now I'm taking it to a whole new level. Introducing Beyond Oxygen. Beyond Oxygen is a hyperbaric oxygen clinic that offers the revolutionary healing strategy of oxygen under pressure. With hyperbaric oxygen, you can saturate the plasma and tissues with oxygen, restore cellular energy, repair tissue, and heal. Get started towards optimal health today. Visit oxygenandbeyond.com to call and book your appointment.
If stress, pain, or fatigue are part of your life, then consider that your pain and tension may be indicators of what's amiss in your life, and it's time for a new perspective. At Resolve Pain Guru, we're here to help you reconnect with yourself, release tension and pain, move better, and sleep better so that you can do more of what you love. You have the power to take control of your healing journey with our online 6-week Change Your Pain course. Learn somatic practices to tap into the wisdom of your body, and then learn to trust your intuition. Challenge your thinking and embark on a transformative journey with Resolve Pain Guru as your guide, unlocking infinite rewards along the way. Experience the life-changing benefits of somatic practices at resolvepainguru.com. Register for our 6-week Pain Relief Starter Series and start your journey to a pain-free life of joy. That's resolvepainguru.com. resolvepainguru.com.
With Elizabeth, and we're in studio today with Maureen Higgins, who is an intuitive counselor and coach and has developed Energetic Healing Pathway Program and the School for Higher Consciousness in collaboration with many others. And she also has her own private practice called Wings of Freedom, and she's a longtime friend and guest of the show, and I'm delighted to have her today as we talk about all these new energies coming onto the planet and how do we as human beings ground these new energies, integrate them for the highest good of all and for ourselves. Because oftentimes, I don't know about you, Maureen, but when new energies come in at a higher frequency, I get more conscious about the energies that I need to surrender and release. And so let's just open up. And I'm sure other people are wondering, because it's been a ride this week with the eclipse on April 8th. And April's going to be a little bit of a ride.
Well, it was March 25th, I think, through April 8th. So that whole period was really intense. But you must have been reading my mind, because I was thinking the same thing. It's like when all these beautiful energies come in, or I was reading your mind. You know, it does bring up what you need to let go of. And I think part of the problem is, I don't know if it's a problem, but, you know, the physical body gets afraid. Even if your mind wants to go to the new, you know, it wants to let go of old things, wants to feel different, feel better, the body's like, well, geez, I don't know. I'm used to this old way. And so it puts on the brakes a lot of times. And that's not what the logic mind perhaps wants, but the body has a different mind of its own. So we really have to be aware that the body needs to be reassured. So a lot of times I'll talk to the body like a little kid, like, it's all right. You know, this is going to be better once this releases. If you just let go completely, you'll feel better on the other end. And it's not going to last long if you keep resisting, it's inevitable that this energy is going to move things out. So why make it harder for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, because the body, I've been thinking or feeling into this a lot recently, in terms of like, we're all in consciousness, right? And consciousness can have different qualities placed upon it. And then that consciousness becomes our subtle body, right? That then informs our kind of our vital life force. And that subtle body seems to inform the physical body. And I know for myself, that shows up in like, my physical body, because it's still energy, but it's a denser form, can get really stuck or stubborn when it's used to these older patterns, especially if some of them happened because of coping mechanisms or trauma or earlier experiences in this lifetime or maybe others. And then it's like, how do I just allow my body to relax, allow my body to surrender those old wounds? Since these eclipses have really been highlighting our wounds, right? Like, we don't need to operate out of our wounds anymore, but we can make them a superpower or a strength.
Oh, for sure. I do think that all the things that you're talking about, like the old karmic issues, I call them, and I'm sure you would, you know, a lot of people would, including you, but you know, these things that perhaps we've had before we even came on the planet as this human now. You know, there's a lot of the science is saying that we're multi-universe beings having a human experience. So it's almost like we come in with these things to work on. And so they're woven into our field right from the start. And then we have our ancestry that fits these different issues as well. And the collective, we choose an era, I believe, you know, to come into. This collective era has been one of shifting and changing. And so there's a lot for us to manage this time, but it's also very exciting. So if we can let go of the fear and just realize that we chose to be at a time that's very exciting, it's going to be something new and profound. We don't know what it is yet, but the energy is, I can feel the energy of the excitement. So how about you? Do you feel that too, Elizabeth?
I do. I've been actually feeling really excited. It's also been a little bit hard for me to sleep. And so I've had to like, because I just feel so much energy moving through my body. And I think what you just highlighted, Maureen, and like the pattern, like we come in with a pattern, we're attracted to the familial pattern, we're attracted to the era that pattern was heightened in. And it's all for us as Sharon Crawley, who's also been on the show a lot, will say, for you, right? And it's for us in order to get free of it. Like, it's all like attracts like, the pattern attracts the pattern. And like, we're ready to release it. And I'm excited about that release, even if it means surrendering some of that fear. I mean, because it means surrendering that fear, actually.
That's right. Because I think talking about that last show too is the surrender part is super important. You know, just handing over the problem to your higher self, your higher power, the creation energies, however you look at the divine, is that our brain doesn't know what to do with any of this. You know, these old issues that we're feeling, it may not know how to release it very well. I mean, there are techniques that definitely work very well for that. But if you're sitting in bed at night, you know, worried that your body is, you know, feeling heavy and achy or whatever it might be. Lately, I've been asking for the energies of miracles and divine protection to come in. And I've been asking that for everybody that I meet and, you know, whose higher self is open to it. And I think that the miracles, I think of that as that anything's possible. And so having that energy of anything is possible come in, it has been helping. I've been noticing a shift just by saying those two things.
So divine miracles and divine protection.
Yes, I just can say miracles. You can say divine miracles too. whatever word, you know, actually, I'm glad you said that, because whatever words kind of resonate with the person, mm-hmm. you know, they're all, you know, there's many ways to say the same thing. I mean, what we're saying is basically the same with one extra word, but sometimes people do need another word. You know, miracles may not be it. Some people may not like that word for whatever reason. Replace it with something else. You know, whatever it is, I figure that there's many ways to say the same thing, or because the intention is the most important. So five people might be saying the same thing with different words, and they don't even know they're saying the same things because the feeling is the same, if that makes any sense.
It does. And the idea of what I love about bringing in that energy of miracles is our brain can be good at repeating patterns that might feel safe or familiar or habitual, even if it's not in our body's best interest.
For
and
sure.
The idea of miracles, that anything can is possible, gets us out of that past patterning in the brain that, you know, out of the hindbrain, out of the lower fight, flight, fawn, freeze pattern that might be informing other things, and into that the energies that are present in April, but also in this year and in, at this time and this era on the planet, but also into that higher mind, that higher self, where things, I mean, there's some things like if you had told me something was going to happen that I couldn't have even imagined happening. And I'm trying to think of a good example, but I don't know, maybe you have an example of that. Like where the miracle energy actually helps things happen that get our brain out of the way, that allows the body to surrender and let go of those past patterns.
Well, I do think a lot of times, like if you're looking for, let's say, a way to let go of something in your body and you ask for a miracle, let's say you start feeling the release and then all of a sudden a friend of yours says, geez, I just read this really great book that helped me understand my body different. And I'm seeing this therapist that does this, that, and the other thing. And geez, I'm changed my diet and that's helping my body feel better to let things go. I mean, it can be even that it brings in people, places, and situations that can help you move on your path. And that's part of the miracle. So miracles are not just like all of a sudden we're instantly changed. It can be a path to exciting changes that, you know, you want to go through experiences. We're here for an experience. So we're going to, you know, we're going to have that experience. But if we open up to miracles, we're more open to them and that we can meet some really interesting people and experience some interesting things along the way.
That's true. Miracles and divine protection. Let's talk about divine protection a bit.
Well, I think that to me, that makes a person feel safe. You know, like I feel safe when I think, okay, I really do believe that we have a lot of help in the invisible worlds, that our world here is just one of many, and that we do have positive help. And some people have, you know, have had experiences like with near-death experiences, or they may have had experiences with just even meditation, or I've had so many different experiences where I've seen or you know, the help over there. And I'm sure many people could say the same thing, maybe everybody, if they really thought about it. And I think being open to that, yes, that was a divine experience, because I know, you know, sometimes, and one of my sons, he had some really profound experience that he was really excited about. And then he's like, well, was it really a profound experience? You're like, yes, it was. You know, sometimes you just doubt the
Yeah, I mean, that can happen. That actually speaks to, I mean, that does nicely. And well, finish the.
No, that's it.
Well, I think it dovetails nicely into what we're being invited into at this time on the planet, which is like really how to keep in this new era our vibration up as we create the new. Like we have become acutely aware of how much our current reality and the past formats and structures do no longer work. Like,
oh, for sure.
You know, I mean, we're seeing the breakdown and the questioning of structures that have been long held in place, like whether it's government, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, whether it's, I mean, you name it, banking, like all of that is like, as we've moved into this newer era and the shift in consciousness on the planet to hold higher frequencies, like we're really releasing polarity and us against them. And coming more into oneness, but like, let's talk about some of the ways that we can keep our vibration high as we create the new.
Well, I think realizing that, you know, even the divisiveness is something that, like, you know, I don't know if you've seen that show, Social Dilemma.
Yes.
And it talks about, it has some ex-executives of, you know, like Twitter and Facebook, Instagram,
Google.
Google, and they're all saying that like, let's say you're getting a news feed. They really pay attention to what you're interested in, and they send you the news that fits with what your belief systems are based on all the things that you're doing in your life. And so I remember they said that they were concerned. This was probably made in 2019 and put out in 2020. They were concerned, which is what they were concerned was true, that it would cause a divisiveness because people would think that this was reality based on the news feed they were getting. And, you know, the media has that too, you know, where certain outlets might, you know, only give one side or give a slanted side or whatever. So it's like being just not buying into all that stuff to realize that we all want the same thing. We all want peace. We all want harmony and love, at least, you know, the majority. And that just to, I put very little attention to kind of what the news is saying, really, out there, you know, in terms, I like to see kind of what they're saying, but I'm not bought into it. And I think a lot of people are realizing that too. So not buying into it means you can keep your vibration higher. You're not buying into the fear. You're not buying into the storyline because we want to create a new storyline.
Well, and I think to that point that you're bringing forward, you know, that algorithm of divisiveness that has been long used to keep people apart and working against each other while other things are happening at a higher power structure to then keep us more controlled. Mm. That algorithm is outdated, one, but it's very useful to keep power and control, a few people in power and control, and many people out of sovereignty and out of their authenticity. Because if we think that this is the only truth and we don't stay current and bring that element of curiosity in, where like, is that really true? Or is that just like a perception? And we hold it more loosely that anything is possible, and we're willing to question even the convictions that we hold as truth, it allows more space for less divisiveness and more coming together, like conversation.
Well, I agree. I like to hear different opinions. I've always liked to hear, like, I like to hear other people. If somebody thinks different than me, I want to hear what their opinion is, because I might change my mind. You know, if it makes sense, you know, I'm open to growing and changing. So if you have that mindset that I want to grow and change, and if something makes sense, and if it doesn't, you know, then you just, you know, so what? You just kind of, you know. In fact, I had interesting when we're talking about the divisiveness. I remember two friends. One of them was mad at the other friend because they had different political beliefs. And so she didn't know if she wanted to see this other friend. And I looked at her and I said, do you mean that we're going to let a politician determine our friendships? Well, and she looked at me and she goes, you're right. So she did listen. And so we all let go of that, right? Just then and there. So those two are friends again.
I was taking a workshop once from Dr. Laud, this Ayurvedic teacher, and it was online, and I was listening to him, and he was talking about, he said it very quick, like in passing, but he was talking about different states of consciousness that correlate with the chakras, and I believe, and he was saying, like, you know, imbalance, how it might show up, and out of balance, and somehow he made a reference to politicians, and he said politics, and then he goes politicians, and I was like, that is like such, like, yeah, politicians or politics, we need good policy, but policy that leads people into freedom and not into divisiveness.
And there are some good ones out there, but there's definitely something going on that's not quite, you know, that's not right. You know,
I'm not
trying to say divisiveness is just way out of hand. So I agree with you.
Okay. I'm not trying to share that experience or, like, you know, out of context or to create more divisiveness. It just
No, I know. I know you well enough to know it was a story, but I'm just saying, you know, I just thought I'd add that in there.
No, I appreciate it because I want to stay in good stance. And there are ones that are definitely doing a service for humanity.
For sure. There definitely are. And, you know, the other ones where there's this divisiveness going on, who's to say that that's just all perfect too? because we're breaking it, it forces us to change because people are seeing that, geez, this is just not something that we can sustain. We can't sustain this divisive approach where people are always at each other's throats, cutting each other down just like little kids. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I always feel like I'm back in junior high in all these different situations, like the mean kids, you know, junior high. We were all mean in some ways, but you know, it's like, what the heck? You know, we need to get out of junior high.
Underneath the meanness is often fear and woundedness.
For sure.
And it's just a way of acting out to try to exert power or control. And so we all have that. And I think you're right. Like even the leaders that show more divisiveness, it's supporting people waking up. Is that really what we want? Is this really how we want to be? So there is a service to their presence as well at this time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so if we look back at the question you posed originally, like how do we keep our vibration up, just to kind of not pay too much attention to that, you know, to see that it's there, but to what do we really want? Because we're co-creating, we're divine beings having a human experience. We're not these experiences. I think you and I both believe that one. And so if we're divine beings and these are just experiences, why don't we change some of that? And I think if there's enough people that work, you know, that are putting the energy about something new, something beyond this current reality, that we're going to get something different. And you know what it does is that it opens up the field, you know, your energy field for new ideas. That surrender to your higher self, higher power, however you want to look at it, the divine God, surrendering everything to that opens your brain up for new ideas and new creative solutions. And sometimes I feel like, you know, my job is just to help people on their path. And I know you do the same thing, you know, through individual counseling, coaching classes. You know, there's a lot of material that people can learn to help themselves and all of that. And then some people are supposed to get out there and get their hands dirty in the, you know, in different fields out in the public eye and so forth. And you do that with the show, but it's, you know, we all have our own purpose, and just to follow that purpose into higher consciousness, I think is, you know, what the best we can do is to really start seeing something better for ourselves.
Yeah. And I think you bring forward, I mean, this is something I've recently been catching myself in, is like when I go into that state of fear and I start to imagine the worst or imagine what's happened to me in the past, it's bringing that frequency into the present moment and casting it into the future, right? And so going back to the tips that you gave earlier around like asking for divine protection so I feel safe and protected, and asking for miracles so that something different can manifest, that and that wound and that fear that has me at a lower frequency or vibratory state doesn't need to be what comes forward. If that makes sense.
No, for sure. Yeah. So we want to be open to something new. Yeah. If we only remember two things, you know, miracles, divine protection. I mean, that's what I've been focusing on a lot lately. So that my body, which we're back to the body's like the little kid that, you know, has been wounded. It's almost like the body has taken on all the things from the past. So that's the toddler, the grade schooler, or maybe even the little infant, the teenager, the young adult, all those things can be woven into our physical body. And so it's like the teenager's like rebelling against change. The little kid is afraid of change. You know, the infant doesn't trust change. So it's almost like all these things that we haven't fully let go of can make our body feel unsafe. And so if we can just surround ourselves in that protection and keep affirming it, the body can feel safe to let that kind of stuff go, because it's not serving us. It doesn't fit with where we're headed.
Right. And I feel like the adult wants peace, you know? Yeah. So like we can even take those younger ages and stages where we didn't trust the experience. We were afraid or scared as a child or as a teen wanting justice, or, you know, with anger because there wasn't justice, and start to bring those younger ages and stages in. And almost sometimes I'll even just envision them like I know you do too, is like in a healing corridor and a healing energy, and they're just being rinsed of the experience. Mm-hmm. Like don't have to hold on to that experience anymore. Therefore, my body in this present moment doesn't have to hold on to it. And they can come back in and merge and integrate. And, you know, you do that often as well. And in spades too, when you do work with yourself and people. But I find that meditation really helps me like loosen the emotions and the memories and the mind or consciousness from that age and stage, and that outstanding trauma loop that, you know, sometimes I can be sitting here in my present age and stage, but yet a younger version of me is what I'm acting out of because I've gotten stirred or triggered. And I think the more we heal those triggers and those younger ages and stages, the less the collective, well, one, it's better for us and the collective and the community, but the less that we can be controlled by larger narratives that may or may not be true, or maybe in the more divisive camp.
No, it's true. The triggers, you know, from the past are really important to work on. And the soul retrieval, when you're talking about bringing those parts of ourselves back in, the soul retrieval, there's so many different, that started with shamanism, and you don't have to do the full drumming, although that's cool the way they do the drumming to go to the underworld to collect parts of self that you lost due to different challenges and traumas. And then they bring them to the middle world, and then the overworld. I did it a long time ago, but I thought that was really cool. But you can do it in the way you were describing too. And then another added thing that I a lot of times do, and I lead people through if they need it, is having your child self talk to you about why they're afraid. Because sometimes knowing what it is can help make it easier to let go of it. Not that you necessarily have to know all the details. In fact, you know, just enough to let it go. Sometimes just getting out of denial on something can help let it go. Mm-hmm. So, and we're supported right now. There's so much positive energy to support us letting go of those old stories, those old memories, and to keep reminding yourself that they're not happening right now. This past stuff that we're afraid of is in the past. It's not now. You know, sometimes just reminding your body that this is old stuff. You don't need to worry about it anymore. You're safe now. This has nothing to do with your life today. It can make it easier to have the body be willing to let it go.
For sure. And that helps us stay in the new vibration and to help anchor in these new energies.
For sure.
And help us co-create what we want for, you know, our communities and for ourselves.
Yeah. And if you listen to some of the, you know, the people out there, you know, like you were talking, you know, a lot of things are changing. You know, you're hearing a lot more people talking about regenerative farming. You know, there's ways to help get the soil back to its natural balance faster. You know, there's people that are starting to really work with that and other ways to get the toxicity out of the land. You know, there's more of that being brought up all the time. So getting back to healthy foods, just to keep picturing us back to those healthy foods of the past where a tomato actually tasted good rather than like nothing. Right. Or a cucumber actually had a delicious kind of flavor to it. Now it's kind of like nothing. A lot of the foods don't have any flavor anymore, at least compared to in the past. So a lot of people are working on shifting that, and which is so great. And, you know, it starts with one person, and then it goes to two, then it goes to four, then it goes to eight, then it goes to 16, you know, it keeps rising. So I think we just need to keep on the path of our passions, whether it be farming, whether it be energy work, you know, healing work, whether it be politics, bringing in new, fresh ideas, whatever it is, you know, stay with it because we need you. We need each of us to really bring in something new.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to bring forward their gifts and talents in different ways. And each one is just as needed as the other. One of the things I really love that I've been following is Zach Bush.
I know who he is. I've watched his things too. Yes.
And one of the calls he has is like to put your hands in the earth and garden. And I mean, it's just such a concrete like way, even if your garden is just a pot on your windowsill or, you know, a larger thing out in your yard, or you have acreage and you're on a farm, but such a concrete way to connect our biome with the earth's biome, and such a like visceral, you know, because so many, and I'm guilty of this myself, you know, we often have phones in our hands or other things that keep us more separate from nature. And the call, you know, he's like, just go out and garden, go out and find a way to be in nature. And I think that call or invitation also helps us hold higher vibration in this new era and co-create.
No, he's a good one to listen to. So yeah, he's got a lot of good ideas. So there are a lot of people out there that have messages that are very uplifting and give ideas on what we can do to change and grow. And so it's nice that there's voices like that out there.
Agreed. And yeah. So we, okay. So some ways to continue to talk to our body to release what's stubborn or outdated or creating unease, as if it was a little child. And if we need to do a soul retrieval, to do a soul retrieval and see what that younger age or stage needed at that time, so they feel like they can be completed with the experience and come back. Asking for divine protection and miracles and staying open to new possibilities and ideas and people and places and books that might come in as we're in that state of expansiveness. Being curious is another way that we mentioned in terms of, you know, when you read something, okay, curious, like it may or may not be true. It's a perception, it's a perspective. And to continue, sometimes when I am in the curious landscape and reading a lot of different vantage points or talking to a lot of different people, I'll also ask for like, okay, what's divine truth or what's the, like, beyond these perspectives. And that helps me stay in a more expansive state that is less likely to attach to one narrative.
That's a good one. I liked thinking about divine truth as well. So that's a really good one too, because divine truth is above all the stuff that's going on here. It's more expansive. It's separate from the divisiveness, because it's wanting all of us to, we're all a part of that creation energy.
Yes.
So everybody and everything is, even if somebody appears to be playing what we call like a lesson giver role, somebody who's more difficult, maybe doesn't want the best of others. It's a temporary role that person is playing. That's not them. You know, it's their soul is a part of the oneness field with us, you know, part of a bigger field. And so we're all a part of it. So I always, you know, want everybody to come into their highest potential. I know you do too. And, you know, many people do. We want everybody to come to their highest potential, be in their highest light, their best self, you know, everybody, because we need everybody and everything to do it together to make the full shift. And I do think that's what's going to happen.
Agreed. I feel like we were going there more like some of us very consciously, but more like we were on this wave before 2020. And then it was like, at least in this realm, something happened that caused lots of the community and those to go into fear. And the gift of that is that it's gotten people to, if we can say there's a gift to that, it's gotten people to be more conscious of their fears and how to release it, so that really we can consciously, with more of the people on the planet, move into this new era and this new vibratory state, more aligned with love and source frequencies and our fullest potential, like you mentioned.
No, it's true. And I do think, you know, I always say to people that we don't start with calculus and move into arithmetic. You know, our mastery keeps being tested in a sense. So, you know, perhaps us as the collective, we're ready for a bigger test to show that we can trust, that we can surrender, that we can believe in miracles, that we can move into something new, even if it doesn't seem like it's possible. It truly is. And more people are just saying yes to the new. You know, I'm hearing it more and more that people just are deciding that they are moving with the freedom, you know, inner and outer freedom for everybody. And they're not going to pay attention to the temporary storyline, because everything's temporary. Everything has a beginning, middle, and an end. So we're, you know, this end is coming, I think, for the old structure, the old era, the way that we've been doing things. I mean, there's always been a beginning, middle, end with every era. We've had many eras over the centuries we've been human. So we're into a new one. we're into a new phase of that.
Yeah. What are some other ways people can ground this new era, these new energies that we want to share or invite or contemplate? I'm sure a lot of our listeners have ideas too. And by all means, you can put them in the comments, but.
Well, you know, that's a good one. I do think it helps to have support. So community, I know you and I have a lot of community around us, people that are supporting each other's best self, you know, to really want the best for everybody, to truly not have a us against them mentality, you know, at work, to want, you know, each person on your team at work to do well, to want each person you come in contact to do well. I think really think changing your thinking to that, it's like there's not, you know, like a lot of people say it's not a pie. There's not a limited amount of slices that we're aiming for here. So it's, you know, it's not like there's a limited amount of good we can have as a person. You know, everybody can do well. So I think that's a start, just to really want the best for everybody. That's probably a number one start.
Yeah, that's good. Like the win-win, the mm-hmm. everyone rises. We celebrate each other. It's yes. not about competition or one-upping or one-downing one another, which is a, you know, that's a pretty big, that's a shift on the landscape. And it's really exciting to be around that energy. And to step into that energy, because, you know, the older model led to competition, conflict, and war.
Right. So that doesn't help anybody. You know, if you do better, I do better. If I do better, you do better. You know, it's like if we all uplift each other, we're all doing better together. You know, if we have the other model, eventually, you know, it can be very stressful, and, yeah. you know, and can topple everybody. So it's a much better model to know that we can all do well, because I think that's part of divine truth, is that we all can do well together.
Yes. And in fact, the more that we step into our brilliance and heal past fears, triggers, traumas, whether we consciously need to know what they are or just accept that the miracle of releasing them, the brighter we are, and therefore it's almost like it spreads. It's like, you know, each light or each brightness, then the other people around us feel like they can step more and be seen and heard. And that's a really exciting thing.
No, I agree. So yeah. So keeping your vibration up, realizing that we all have our purpose. We're, you know, we all want to uplift each other, and to just, you know, and it's a tricky balance about picturing what you want and being open to something better. So sometimes if I really feel like something's supposed to happen, I'll just say this or something better. So that I limit myself or limit the collective vision.
Yeah, that's a great one. This or something better.
Yeah, because otherwise I do find that, like, even when we go back to that concept about worrying.
Yeah. You know,
I remember realizing when my sons were teenagers, they're now in their 30s. I remember feeling like getting the insight that anytime I worry about them, I'm sending a prayer of worry to them. Mm. So why would I want to send a prayer of worry to the kid, to my sons that I want to do well? So it's like, if we can kind of stop ourselves and just see the best for that person, you know, even if we don't know what it is, we can just ask to surround them in miracles and divine protection with their higher self or higher power, however you look at it. Deciding what they do with it. So we're shifting our worries and fears into something else, so we can keep correcting it all the time. Self-correct. I remember when I took a class in my graduate program, there were the two teachers that were teaching it. Anytime somebody would say something that was kind of like part of, in their case, the patriarchy, it was a women's studies thing, she'd hold up a stop sign. And she'd say, okay, stop. When I think of that, I think that's a good one. We could have our own little stop sign inside our mind, like, all right, stop.
Stop the worry prayer or the fear manifestation. This, and go to divine miracle or miracles and divine protection, and think of what we be open to what could be. Maybe we add specifics. And if when we add specifics, we offer the ingredient of this or something better, how that helps transform and manifest this new era.
And then joining hands with other people to do it with each other. Yeah, do it in community. So if you have, you know, a lot of people are doing that, you know, right? You hear about, we do it as a, in our community. We've had a lot of meditations where we all join hands and put out there the best for ourselves and humanity. And there's a lot of groups that are doing that. So I think that's just, you know, really what we need is just to all of us, the more it synergizes. So two or more synergizes the intention. So the more you can do that with others is, I think, the better. So join a support group, join a light, kind of a light filled group who really want, who believes in these principles of being your best self, uplifting others, putting that upliftment out to everybody and everything. I think that's a key thing too.
I agree. And I really believe in my core too, that anyone can transform no matter how difficult the life has been, no matter the past actions, that there's always the ability to release the shame, the fear, and come into the love and the healing. And, you know, even if it means, you know, there's accountability or there's some more difficult steps, but anyone can shift.
Yep. It's just a matter of you believing in it. And, you know, and at the same time, there are people that are going to have a harder time just because of mental health issues, addiction, and so forth. So, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. They may have more steps to take than somebody else. But if you look at it from a karmic perspective, that could be that they're coming up, they're really going to understand things from a deeper level than they would otherwise. So there's a purpose to everything. You know, they have insights into things that perhaps somebody else wouldn't have insights into. So we don't always understand why somebody's path might appear to be harder than somebody else's or is harder than somebody else's. But I do think there's learning with every step we take.
I agree for sure. Well, is there any, like, maybe a couple minute experience we want to leave our listeners with, maybe tapping into their own light or anything like that, that would feel good that,
sure.
Yeah. Do you want to lead them in it or do you want me to? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, why don't we both just get, kind of give some ideas as we go? We can just invite everybody who is open to it to, you know, be a part of this. We always ask that the higher self directs, which is our spirit that never dies, our optimal spirit guides that are aligned with our highest good, truth, and source to assist with an energy of protection and an energy of invisibility. So only those spirits and guides that are optimal can participate and see in. We can offer all the healing to the ancestors on both sides of our families, both alive and deceased, and all the lifetimes, past, present, future that we've been in the collective, with each higher self deciding what they accept, if anything, with an energy of protection and an energy of invisibility around everyone. So only those spirits and guides that are optimal can participate and see in. Then I always ask for, you know, like a crystalline energy, which is all about love, to open up in everybody's spaces at the highest level they can manage mentally, emotionally, and physically, and translates into a vibration that promotes optimal health and wellness. So anything below the vibration of love transforms into the vibration of love. And we're going to ask that everything we do is offered throughout all time and space and beyond all appropriate timelines, dimensions, and universes, using no time and no space to process. It's always an opening just to keep the space good. I know that you do that too. And then we can just even imagine ourselves kind of floating in that energy of miracles, that you're seeing yourself surrounding and floating in it. You could think of it as like a sparkly, magical energy. And you're seeing that you have a lot of spirit guides, if that's something that feels comfortable to you, that are from the higher realms that are here supporting you. And they're bringing in, and your higher self is bringing in that divine protection. And you're asking your body to feel the safety and comfort of this miracle energy, this excitement for the new. And you can equally have an excitement body of letting go of the old clunky energies that no longer serve you.
And as that's coming in, you can even ask that divine truth is also pouring in so that you can release any beliefs no longer serving with that clunky energy.
And as this clunky energy from the past is releasing, you can see that there could be some ages that fit with this clunky energy. You may or may not see the ages. But you're asking that these ages can speak to you about their concerns, if it's helpful, or simply just feel the connection between you and your younger self. And as you feel that connection between yourself and your younger self, you can get a sense of, are you ready to become one? You don't need to, because with the issues take up space, and then you don't have room for your full divine essence. Your younger self represents the part of you that you lost at that age, your divine essence. So that would be the soul retrieval, is by bringing that age in and merging with that younger self. That's the soul retrieval.
And to support that soul retrieval, you can ask that a higher level aspect of you from that love frequency comes in.
Yes. We'll ask that it translates into a vibration the mind, emotions, and body can comfortably handle. Even ask that the cells are absorbing the light of that higher level aspect that you called in, Elizabeth, and the soul retrieval, which always creates a permanent positive change. So you always want to bring in your spirit to replace any of the issues, patterns, beliefs, memories, emotions, and behaviors not serving you. And the cells are becoming crystal, the love energy. They're finding their way to a beautiful crystalline state of all possibilities are there for itself.
And as this integrates, you can start to see the new possibilities emerging or coming in with that miracles and magic energy.
And the lightness is pervading your body. You can feel that lightness within you and around you. And it's extending out to everybody and everything, that you're all synergizing each other's magic, each other's full potential.
And together with that synergy, you're grabbing hands, holding on, and creating the new era with the new possibilities and grounding that.
And we'll ask for a template, which would be a blueprint for the new. So each of us can bring in a blueprint for the new, so our body knows how to be with the new. And a structure, a container, so that our body knows, has something to hold the new. And the geometry to attract the new. So like a sacred geometry puts out what we're wanting to attract. We're asking to connect up through that. Everybody and everything connecting through the new. Anything that doesn't fit the new can be transformed into the new. You can even ask to be taken out of time and space for as long as we need to process what we did today and come fully back to present day time once the work is complete. We'll ask for the strengthening and stabilizing energies, adaptability energies, safety and security energies to weave into or splice into, like editing an old time movie strip. All energy fields that affect us, so that our mind, emotions, and body feel safe and stable with these new changes, adapts easily and comfortably to the changes, maintains optimal health and wellness while accepting these positive changes as a positive. Do you want to finish it up, Elizabeth, with the rest?
Sure. We'll ask that we optimally restructure, recalibrate all energy fields that reflect the change we did today, and that our higher selves continue to direct and call in that miracle and divine protection to optimally ground these new energies so we can be in the new with everybody and everything throughout all timelines, dimensions, and universes, and continues processing until completion.
Wonderful. Well, that's just a
quick little one. So, which is nice. I mean, even something like that, just you could do something really short like that throughout the day. You know, it probably took us, what, 4 or 5 minutes at most, maybe not even that, just to do an opening where you're asking your higher self to direct and guides to assist. You're asking to let go of things, bring in your own divine essence, different ages, and then you're doing a closing.
Yeah, that was great. Well, and that is definitely a practice that we can all do throughout the day.
Yeah.
And gain more insight and release the old that is ready to move out. It's not time to hold on to it anymore.
No, we're in an exciting new time. I mean, I feel it. I mean, we're not quite there, but I feel like we are there. You know, it's almost like we want to be there, even if we doesn't look like it in the physical. Everything starts with the energy field first. So energetically we're there and the physical will follow. So just trust that the energy is there and the physical will follow. The physical always takes longer to reflect what the energy is.
Agreed. Well, this has been a lovely time to be with you and this exciting time of change after all these eclipses on March 25th and April 8th and riding the new energies of this new year and this new era. Thank you so much, Maureen. And if people want to work with Maureen, you can find her at wingsoffreedom.com, or we also are at the school for higherconsciousness.com. That's school for FOR, higherconsciousness.com. And I'm at Soma Soul Sovereignty. This has been a great time to be together. And anything else you want to say before we sign off, Maureen?
No, just thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being on the show. And you know, and thank you to you listeners for listening to Elizabeth and all her guests and to me today. So it's a great time to be alive.
It's a great time to be alive. And yes, thank you to all our listeners in this community of ever expanding light and people who are finding pathways to becoming free and into their authentic gifts, talents, and attributes so that we can all shine brighter together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show for today. This is Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth and Maureen. And thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you.
At the School for Higher Consciousness, we are committed to raising the level of consciousness on the planet by educating and empowering people to grow, evolve, and live well. We are dedicated to supporting people through this critical time on the planet. Our classes provide a path that deeply connects you to your inner power and higher levels of consciousness. We inspire, teach, and empower people to develop the skills and practices needed to energetically heal, grow, and connect more fully to their life purpose. Learn more at schoolforhigherconsciousness.com, schoolforhigherconsciousness.com. I'm Elizabeth Sullivan, owner of Soma Soul Sovereignty. I teach people to transform and heal their bodies, minds, and spirits and manifest higher consciousness. My hope with Soma Soul Sovereignty is that you open up to the power to heal yourself. We believe the power to heal is within each of us. It supports us coming home to ourselves and our authenticity. The alchemy of Soma Yoga, Ayurveda, energy medicine, and multidimensional healing is a synergistic approach that supports this self-healing state within and around us. It is filled with common sense and a deep understanding of the beauty for life and consciousness. It reminds us that our true divine nature is light, aligned with love, and when we orientate toward it, much releases, heals, and transforms. Experience the power and freedom within and ways to support your body, mind, and spirit being unified. Soma Soul Sovereignty, awaken to your light within. For more information, visit elizabethsullivan.love or somasoulsovereignty.com. That's somasoulsovereignty.com. Thanks for joining us in this episode where we discussed some common sense and energetic ways to support the new era manifesting with more love and community and connection. And I hope that for each and every one of you, as you step into your path of sovereignty, that you can find those ingredients in spades. For more information, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to Maureen at wingsoffreedom.com or schoolforhigherconsciousness.com. And I know there are many other people on the planet at this time offering resources. So definitely lean in and find where your curiosity takes you.